We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Stephen, 10 in the morning here on KNSS at 6:47 on a Tuesday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Wintry weather across south central Kansas Monday with many accidents and school closings.
Two.
1.3 inches of snowfall at Wichita's Eisenhower Airport, setting a record for the date.
One.
Senate confirms Judge Barrett for seat on Supreme Court. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
This morning, we've still got some ice on the roadways out there. They're looking a lot better than they were yesterday, but things in the Wichita area still not quite back to normal, so you're still going to see slick spots out there. Once again, be careful this morning and make sure to drive slowly and carefully. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Speaking of slick, Don Grant is in the studio. Winter weather advisory through midday.
So slick.
Snow and a wintry mix today with less than a half inch accumulation and a high of 34 degrees. 60% chance for rain and drizzle tonight. The overnight low 30. Wednesday, 80% chance for rain and freezing drizzle with a high of 41 degrees. Now, cloudy, 27 degrees, and we have a north wind gusting to 21 miles per hour. The Monarch is back open for dine-in 7 days a week with limited seating inside and on the patio. The Monarch in Delano. A major sell-off on Wall Street Monday because of fears of a second wave of coronavirus.
The sell-off comes amid a spike in new daily coronavirus cases here and in Europe, which some are calling the official second wave of the pandemic and prompting fears of a new round of lockdowns. Travel, leisure, hospitality names that would benefit from the economy reopening and more stimulus sold off sharply. The airlines, cruise lines, and hotels in particular, energy stocks were sharply lower too as oil fell over 3% on demand fears. To make matters worse, a lack of any concrete news on the stimulus talks front saw optimism for a deal before the election fade. Investors also grappling with uncertainty of a very contentious presidential election now only 1 week away. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
6:50, Stephen Ted in the morning. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker. Smaller and more frequent eating.
Yeah.
What's that all about?
I don't know. Well, you just can't have to listen.
You're not a doctor.
I am not a doctor. But I played one on TV.
Yeah,
yes,
right.
You know. Well, Steve, you know, a lifelong friend of mine who is known for working hard and partying even harder has just lost about 80 pounds.
Ooh.
Now, he's closing in on 50 and probably finally realized his mortality and wanted to make some changes. Well, what's this have to do with finances? A whole boatload, I tell you. Our longevity is tied to our lifestyle. A healthy lifestyle can keep us off of medications, thus saving potentially tens of thousands of dollars. Losing weight and keeping in shape can keep us away from the doctor and hospitals, again, saving us higher insurance premiums, deductibles, and out-of-pocket expenses. Here's what my friend did. Kind of interesting. For anonymity, let's call my friend Rod. Well, he has a very high-stress job. When he couples with that stress with a lot of dining out, enjoyment of adult beverages, and exercise centered around taking the boat to the party cove, well, you might imagine that Rod was sporting some extra pounds and was on several medications. Losing weight and a dramatic change of diet was his course of action. Rod found a program that centered around small portions of good foods several times a day. Some claim that eating 5 to 6 smaller meals a day will speed up your metabolism, thus burning calories and fat faster. Doctors of the Cleveland Clinic argue that more and smaller meals may not speed up your metabolism, but it could save you from overeating because you're not waiting a long time for your lunch or dinner to happen. The key is to keep the calorie count down. If you eat often, there may be less hunger between meals. And frequent low-cal meals can keep your blood sugar even, so you may not have mood swings that it might affect your work and thus your eating. I'm not recommending any type of a diet. However, being in good health can save money. And, of course, if you have any questions, give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Don, just taking a real quick look at the KNSS Weather Center radar right now. Looks like the precipitation is entering the southwest and northwest parts of Sedgwick County, moving from southwest to northeast. Did you see anything coming in as far as
precipitation? Nothing in the sky, but okay. I tell you, it was. You got to be careful walking around through parking lots and sidewalks. It's got a layer of ice. I didn't slide through an intersection, but my street had a little frozen.
Yeah. Well, this parking lot here was the slickest place I came across this morning. It was the worst spot. I had to be careful.
It's the same. It's still only, 28, 29 degrees
out
there.
Well, yeah, it's 27, but, they scraped the parking lot, but still it hasn't melted like other parts have.
What's the high today?
We're going to be about 34. So
oh, good, good.
It's going to be really nice out there, right?
Yeah, and balmy.
Say hi to Ted Woodward, who's back on his restart day, too.
Theodore.
Don Grant, how are you?
Good, good. How are you doing? I hear you had a nice TV dinner last night.
Yeah.
Mac and cheese.
Got Mac talking about pot roast and potatoes. I wish I'd have been over at his house.
I know. I think we ought to talk to St. Shelley and just sort of crash their house around 5:30, I'll bring a bottle of wine.
This is one thing you can induce me to move. today, gentlemen, is Navy Day.
Anchors away.
Salutes all of the military personnel who have served both past and present.
Thank you.
In the United States Navy, including Admiral Don Grant.
Admiral, far from it.
U.S. Navy currently stands as the largest, most powerful Navy in the world with the highest combined battle fleet tonnage. Service engages over 340,000 personnel on active duty and more than 71,000 in the Navy Reserve. Are you in the Reserve, Don? Or are you?
I'm not now. I was.
You were?
Yeah.
I've just finished Atkinson's book, on the Revolutionary War, the British are coming. He's gonna have three of them.
Uh-huh.
And this guy's a great author, but a great writer, history writer. But the British Navy during the Revolution was the Navy in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And they still couldn't combine that with what was the best army in the world and beat these knuckleheads up there in the U.S.
Yeah,
it's quite a story. I mean,
well, one of the best things about the Navy is that for my Marine friends,
yeah.
You are a part of the Department of the Navy.
That's right. I
give them a little guff every once in a while. They don't like to hear that at all.
So my favorite sailor growing up was Popeye.
Your favorite sailor. Okay.
Yeah. And Popeye had these massive forearms.
Yeah.
I noticed that yours are, well.
Not quite.
Your forearms are quite effeminate. I mean, there's just not much there.
That's, they look skinny in this top?
Yeah, a little like olive oil. You have any tattoos of anchors on you anywhere?
No, but I do have two tattoos.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
My daughters and I got,
I was gonna
got
say,
the same tattoos.
Who is all my love Douglas? Who is that?
Douglas.
I'm thinking of one or two friends other than you, Don, who served in the Navy in Vietnam. Chet Tunison, a good friend of mine, was in the Navy. And I salute all you guys who have served in the Navy and are serving.
It was a great service. It is a great service.
Yeah, you did your part, sir. 6:55 now, Steve and Ted. Keep it here. Coming up at 7 o'clock, top of the hour. News Senate confirms Barrett for Supreme Court. We have that and all the news coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,